Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme. Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event.
Oh, my goodness. I was on. I'm a phone muted the whole time. I've been talking the last 5 minutes to myself. No wonder you couldn't hear me. How's it going, John?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, one thing I learned back in college for radio was you're never supposed to have dead air, let alone like 5 full minutes and be talking to yourself at the same time. So
I know. I just got the message to call in, so I wanted to make sure everything was good and call you guys.
Yeah, you're fine. I just, my phone's a piece of crap, and it's not been wanting to work lately. So until the new one comes in, I guess I'm just going to have to deal with all this mayhem.
Yes.
But how's things going for you? You just got back in the country. You've been going out. You've been coming in. You've been going out. What have you been up to lately?
Well, things are good. I am currently, that's why I've been back and forth working on this new film called Kill Chain, which is an action thriller, and we're shooting in Bogota, Colombia, which is nice. It's my second time there.
Wow, Bogota. That's neat. How's Colombia?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's kind of an up-and-coming place now to be shooting productions, and the people are very friendly. The food is very good. So far, so good.
That's awesome, because I think that's maybe, sadly, that's one of those places in a lot of movies that gets downgraded as being the slums or, like, drug-filled or something. So it's good that you you can break the myth, so to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's pretty nice because, I mean, they're getting bigger and bigger type of films there now to see that. First time I worked there was 4 years ago, and there weren't so many. But now, within the last 4 years, it's increased. So it's kind of nice for them, their economy.
Oh, absolutely. It's always great when films can get to come to places they've not been very much. And it does help the economy. I don't know if people realize that much that, it really does help.
Yes, absolutely. And, as producers, we all get a little bit something back, too, in return. So it's a win-win situation, really, which is great.
Well, the first thing I wanted to ask you about, I thought I would go backwards in your work, starting with, I guess, one of the most current things I wanted to discuss, and that was the Amityville murders, which just came out this year. I was going through, and I've interviewed a couple other people, Diane Franklin as well, playing the lead.
Yes.
What was it like working on the film, working with Diane and all the great cast?
Well, they're all great. I didn't work with too many of the main family, but I got to meet and hang out on set with Diane. Unfortunately, we didn't have any of our scenes together, but she was wonderful. I mean, when we were talking, and I got to watch them work as well as vice versa. So, it felt like a really good energy. I mean, everybody was really. I thought everybody did a great job in the film, and everybody was wonderful to work with. Really, no complaints at all.
And being that is such a huge horror franchise now, just because of the sad fact that Ronald DeFeo murdered his entire family, it has become somewhat of a cult phenomenon in the horror industry. So what are your opinions on getting to work with such a well-known franchise like Amityville?
Well, I think it's amazing. I mean, it's always a story that's fascinated me from when I was even a kid and I first heard about the franchise. It's always been, I'm pretty into paranormal, and it's always like, what is this whole, thing that happened there? It was such a powerful thing, and, was the house haunted? So for me, it's always been a story of great interest. So it's an honor. I mean, it's a, it's a really tragedy, obviously, what happened there. But again, it's a mysterious and fascinating story at the same time.
Absolutely. I don't think people realize, I always do Dark History Cons at convention here in the Midwest with the show every year. And I think sometimes they might get a bad rap because people think, this person's crazy. They want to learn about a murderer. But I think it's more about, why would someone do the things like Ed Gein and Ted Bundy and even Ronald DeFeo did? You want to go, what makes someone do this? Why? It makes no sense.
Yeah, but, all that stuff is fascinating, and I believe that there was a power about that house. Whatever was there before that happened, there was definitely an energy there, and that was documented. And it's interesting to see how these things can affect the living, especially when they're I believe he was pretty open to that kind of energy. So it's amazing stories.
Yes, absolutely. And I know we talked about Saw the last time, so I think I may just skip over that because I did want to ask you about something I didn't ask you the last time. You got to portray the iconic Ava Gardner in Introducing Dorothy Dandridge.
Yes.
What was that whole experience like? Halle Berry did a great job portraying the legendary Dorothy Dandridge.
She did. She was great. Absolutely. It was wonderful. I mean, I got to work with a very young age with Martha Coolidge, who is also an awesome director, and one of the original female directors, you know, that I kind of always admired growing up in Hollywood. And they were, you know, they're becoming more commonplace now, which is great, but she's always been incredible. So I got to work with her and Halle and Brent Spiner, who was also incredible. I'm sure you guys know him as Data in Star Trek and many other things, as well as Independence Day. I mean, you know, so these are all, the cast was really awesome, and it was just a pleasure, very nice thing to work on.
Yeah, I feel kind of sorry for Brent Spiner, because I think everybody, I've never really been a Star Trek person, but I think everybody's like, oh my God, it's Star Trek.
I was
out to sea with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. He did a great job as the cruise director.
Yes. He's a great character actor. Yeah. No, he's played.
Absolutely.
I think people don't realize they've seen him in things when they have.
Right. He can do, you know, he does great comedy. He does great, you know, the suspicious characters. He just has a wide range with his acting abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a really fun film. And you know, I love old Hollywood, so playing Ava Gardner, who to me was larger than life, was also a great honor because she was very iconic, you know, in her own right.
Yeah, and you played her before Kate Beckinsale did.
That's right. That's right.
But, yeah, you know, everything I've ever watched in documentaries, she was one of those ladies that didn't put up with crap.
Yeah, that's
Ava Gardner
sure.
was, she was what maybe people would say were bullheaded, but she was stuck in becoming, you know, a great person and being a great name in the field. I think she was just wanting to, you know, do great things and not get shoved to the side for certain stuff. But she did mean business.
Right. Yep. That's true. And then, you know, now I mean, we're coming to an interesting time now. I'm sure, as we all know, the whole movement of women in Hollywood and in general, it's, you know, she was ahead of her time that way. She was very, you know, very much said it like she meant it, and I like that. It's refreshing.
Absolutely. And you've also, you know, you've done everything. You've composed, you've produced. You've even directed. You know, as far as going aside from the acting for a minute, what makes you want to get out there and do some things that, and obviously it'd have to be harder than just stepping onto a, you know, into a scene or into a movie. You know, what you know, are the differences and the parallels to you between the two, and why'd you decide to go over and start producing and directing?
Well, I think nowadays, especially, I think the industry has changed so much in the few years that it's you know, it opens itself up to you know, people that are creative, maybe, you know, known as one thing only. But for me, most people that I meet are actors and whatnot, have multiple creative interests and you know, strengths. So I think it's only natural, you know, the more you see how things change and you can create your own content now and, you know, have your own way, it's opened up a world to a lot of people that are, you know, were known as just performers before. And I mean, I've always liked to create things. I've always liked to write. I've always liked to make my own music, make things, you know, my own way. So I think film has just been a natural progression for anybody like me who loves film so much. I did attend film school. So I think it's just one of these things I just want to get more involved because it's so much fun from the ground up. I mean, it's stressful and all that, but at the same time, it is fun, you know, when you really create something out of nothing. And it's a... you know, it's a challenge too, but I think for me, just my personality, I always like that.
Absolutely. I think that's, you have to be that way sometimes, so.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I think a lot of actors have multiple personalities as well.
Yeah.
Especially the voice
actors.
For sure.
Colorful.
Yeah, if you can go into the ranges, you might have some of those characters actually living in your mind somewhere.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Well, you're channeling something there. You know what I mean? You're definitely, like, able to open up to, you know, whatever you need to for the necessary work you're doing. But for being an actor, it's not always easy. It's not, you know, you have to go to some dark places and some, you know, not so easy things. And I think that people forget that. It's, yeah, usually to me, it's the type of personality that's very open and can be, you know, prone. We can be prone to our moods and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's definitely a trait of actors, I think, a lot of us.
Very, very cool. And, of course, you've done adventure films. You've done science fiction. You've done a lot of horror films. What would you say is your favorite genre film to do, either acting,
well,
producing,
yeah,
or directing?
You know, I've always been a big horror fan. Like I've always loved horror. I don't know if that's my favorite genre, but it's a fascinating genre because I think it's expanding now into, you know, horror, sci-fi, or there's so many interesting things you can do with that. I love a good thriller. I really do. Like something that just really makes you think, and has, you know, very interesting characters that are not just one-dimensional characters. You know, very multifaceted, like humans. And I don't know, it's just something that moves me emotionally when I read it. I care, you know, like if I hear the story, I care about the people, the characters, whatever. I think those are all motivating things.
That's very true. You have to love certain aspects of things to get it in your mind that it interests you. At least that's the way it is with me. You know, if it has some interest, of course I'm gonna be right there willing to learn. But if it's like, oh, I'm gonna show you 15 ways how to wash dishes, I'm kind of like, no, shove it in the machine.
Exactly.
But.
Yes. I think we all enjoy things that make us think or move us or just push us in a new direction. And whatever genre that is. I mean, yes, I do. You know, I love my horror and I love my sci-fi. But it can be in any genre. But those tend to be the genres where you can kind of really put new ideas out there and really, you know, expansive sort of notions, which I love.
That's very true. And the last question I always like to ask, because I like to give everyone their time to promote their stuff. What does the future hold for you? What do you got coming up? I know you said you're getting ready to leave the country again. So tell us what you can without being contractually obligated in some sort of deal gone awry kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Well, I did mention the film I'm currently working on, which I'm very excited about. It's called Kill Chain, and that's with Nicolas Cage. And that's going to be probably out. Well, it's definitely going to be out in the new year, 2019, most likely spring. So that's really, I'm very happy about that one. I'm very excited for that. And also, I am working on finishing my EP or my music and my album. I haven't released something in a while, so I'm getting ready to do that as well. So yeah, so it's there's some definite stuff coming up. We're also developing new projects and whatnot for the new year. So. It's good.
Yeah, well, Nicolas Cage, just the most recent film I seen of him was someone else I know that had a part in it was Mom and Dad, so I had to watch it, and it was so great.
Nice.
The comedy mixing with the horror. I mean, Nicolas Cage is another one of those actors, his range is endless.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, great to work with in every way. I mean, just you know, we've all watched him for the years, and he's a true enigma, and at the same time he's so versatile. Like you said, there's so many ways he does his own style of work. It's great. So, very excited to work with him.
Well, thank you so very much for giving me the time of day again. I know you're keeping busy, which is always good in entertainment. Sometimes there's highs and lows, but you're out there and you're keeping it going. So congratulations and, you know, best of luck for the future. I look forward to seeing more of your work.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Can I mention my websites and all that in case people want to find me?
Oh, my goodness. No way. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just okay. Of course.
Okay. No worries. My official website is officialjohnmack, J-O-N-M-A-C-K. They can also find me on Twitter under Auradrone. My band and my music is A-U-R-A-D-R-O-N-E. And my Instagram is Ms.John_M-A-C-K. So come say hello.
Well, I already know what I'm going to ask you the next time. We're going to have to talk about the Cannes Film Festival sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
I just found a picture. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I wish I should have seen that. But thank you so very much again, John, and I appreciate everything.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a great talking to you today. Enjoyed it.
Oh, you as well. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All righty, everyone. Well, I mentioned we got some shows coming up. Of course, as I mentioned, tomorrow we're back with actor and artist Harry Chaskin from Hellboy the Troll Witch, where he played the title character of the legendary Hellboy. The Sausage in the Denny's Grand Slams, funny comedy series, commercials, and all that fun stuff. Buddy Thunderstruck and Robot Chicken. And after that, August 30th, with internationally known YouTube sensation, rap artist, internet celebrity LaTanya Miles, a.k.a. T-Baby. It's so cold in the D. I'm glad it's not so cold in the Midwest right now. I'm really not digging the heat, but what can you do? One or the other. All right, everyone. Well, I'm guessing Andrew Dodge, maybe he had the wrong time or something, but you know, I guess unfortunately we're out of time now. That took me a little bit to get John tuned in since my phone wasn't working, but I guess I will talk to Andrew and let him know what's going on there, and we will try to get him rescheduled, because I was looking forward to doing this Murder Mayhem doubleheader. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Thank you as always for listening. Have a great night.